I'm William O'Flaherty, and you're listening to All About Jack, a podcast of EssentialCSLewis.com. Thanks for being a listener. On the show today, I'm sharing a short talk I gave at the 2016 Taylor University Colloquium. My talk was one of several papers presented there, where there were other longer keynote addresses from Diana Glier, Colin Duryea, Serena Higgins, and Devin Brown. My paper, entitled Battlefield of the Mind, Examining Screwtape's Preferred Method, was somewhat of a continuation of a talk I first gave at Montreat College in April 2016. There I examined the first 12 letters from Screwtape to point out what might be considered a surprising method the devils prefer in their battle against humans. You can find a link to hear my previous talk in the show notes that I'll tell you about at the end of today's program. For this talk, I looked at letters 13 through 17, and I didn't explore how the information would be practically applied to one's life like I did at the other talk. The material is actually an expansion of a section from my book, C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape letters that came out earlier in 2016. Two more final notes. One, you will likely notice some clicks during the talk, which is because I was using PowerPoint and the clicks are when I advance the slides. I had my recording device a little too close to my clicker. I tried to remove as many as I could. Hopefully it won't be too distracting. Secondly, then, I begin by sharing a few things about my book, which again is an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape letters. Some unique aspects of hell. This is more than a study guide, which I'll be sharing some aspects of. I'm using one of the appendix that I did. I decided to add something that is called, at least in this book, we've made up the combination word, a topical glossary. It's not enough to justify to call it even a mini encyclopedia, but it takes some of the words or themes that you find in one letter, how it's addressed in some of the other letters. It's not all throughout, although we'll be talking about something that's through most of the letters that run through. This can be done for either a group or long-form study, so it's flexible with that. I have five questions that can be done for a short study, five more for a longer one. You can combine it. The first three are, you read just browse through there. There's a lot of flexibility, so we'll just leave it at the flexibility part. I also address something that's not always done in other smaller study guides, and that is the Screwtape Proposes a Toast essay. We don't publicize this very well, but we do have a little website, screwtapecompanion.com. That's really just a redirects to the publisher, but you want to make note of that. We may do something further with that later on. As noted, I am adapting material from what is the fourth appendix. I'm also presenting the material differently of what you can find regarding the secret method, which we haven't yet said. This will actually be, in an edited form, a podcast, so you're welcome to take notes to elaborate on things. I'm only going to be covering letters 13 through 17. So we're going to examine Screwtape's preferred method. But what is the devil's best method? What is the top tool in their toolbox? Is it to whisper in your ear, to kind of make you, put in some bad thoughts into our minds? That's the conventional wisdom. However, Screwtape boasts that their, quote, best method is keeping things out of a person's mind. He talks about how humans constantly forget that bodily position and prayer does make a difference. This is the context. Letter 4 is about prayer primarily. Screwtape wants to keep this out of your mind. So stop thinking about it already, okay? Isn't it hard to stop thinking about something when someone's telling you to stop thinking about something? Well, now, about this preferred method, that is mentioned in 24 of the 31 letters. Now, it's not always explicit. There's a reference to it, or maybe there is an inference to it. I'll be revealing some examples today of keeping out. I did a talk 2 months ago at Montreat College where I detailed letters 1 through 12, and I gave the practical example. We are at an academic conference today, however, so I'm not going to be very practical because you can't do that in academic. Anyway, okay, it was a stretch for a joke there, okay. All right, so in the 13th letter,
we find the following quote. The great thing is to prevent his doing anything. What is this doing anything? Well, prior to this letter, Screwtape is distraught over a repentance or renewal that the patient has been experiencing. So he gives the advice that we just read. Let him do anything but act. And then, more clearly, it's to keep it out of his will. Will is something that's mentioned earlier. This is the 13th letter we're speaking about, but in the 6th letter, where he's talking about think of your man as a series of 3 concentric circles. So Wormwood's patient should not think about how to practically apply his faith. That's what Screwtape wants him to keep out. Then in the 14th letter, we look at the last 2 paragraphs of where the keeping out is mentioned. Wormwood is advised to conceal from the patient the true end of humility. This is the main theme in this letter. That's something that's done in the book. I give you a brief summary of the theme, then I have a longer summary as well. So he says, he admits that God's aim is to get the man's mind off the subject of his own value together. So sometimes, actually, God might try to keep things out of your mind. And this is a tool that can be used in a good way when God tries to do it. But then, and Screwtape acknowledges it by saying, the enemy, which of course is God in the inverted world of Screwtape, aim is to get the patient's mind off of such questions. These are questions of what is my value. So we should keep on doing things without thinking about where we may end up in the temple of fame. So Wormwood must endeavor to try to exclude this reminder from the patient's consciousness at all costs. Now there are actually a few opposites to where instead of keeping out, they're putting in. In fact, I'll do my disclaimer now instead of in a minute here. Sometimes in order to keep things out, you might distract by putting something else in. And I encourage you, if you haven't read through the Screwtape letters, to read it, or especially to read it again. I'm sure probably most of you have read it. Through writing the book in the process, I either read or listened to, primarily more listen because I'm more audio, 100 times. And it's amazing what you kind of see. In fact, when I was revisiting after all the rush of getting the book finished, I was noting a few more which were kind of slipped in. But so some opposites are noted. Your patient has become humble. Have you drawn his attention to this fact? So he wants to point these things out. And then, quote, humans have been brought to think that humility means pretty women trying to believe they are ugly and clever men trying to believe they are fools. So in the 15th letter, then, we find some more things. This is sort of more of a teaching letter where Screwtape is explaining to Wormwood about the nature of time for humans. And this is where that topical glossary especially comes in, to where the past, present, future, and eternity, when you read it in the letter, you can kind of catch it. But if it's been a while since you read the letter, you need some help, that's what that topical glossary is for, is where you can look up the individual words and see where it's being said in some other places, as well as to give it some help in terms of understanding if you're having some trouble here. But in terms of the present, which is at the end of this quote, it says, our business is to get them away from the eternal, another key word, and then end from the present. These are aspects of time that God wants us to focus upon. In the letters, Screwtape refers to it as God wanting us to attend chiefly to. So thus, Screwtape needs to keep out of the patient's mind anything dealing with eternity or present things. There is an opposite one that is noted, and that is make them think about the future. This is an effective method because it inflames hope and fear, and it is least like eternity. Now, if you've read the letters, you kind of understand what that means, but if you look at the topic glossary or reread the letter as well, of course, one of the things is like, you know, my book is useless, obviously, without having read the Screwtape letters or having your own copy, but hopefully it will help enhance your understanding. And in terms of thinking about the future, Screwtape notes that nearly all vices are rooted in the future, so that's why it can be an effective method. What do we find then in the 16th letter? This letter is where he's talking about church, encouraging the patient to, you know, visit different churches, and he notes a couple churches that are in the area. It's only, though, in the 5th paragraph that we find that he states in regarding to keeping scripture out of a person's mind. And so he says specifically, we have quite removed, keeping things out, from men's minds what that pestilent fellow Paul used to teach. And this was about food and other unessentials. And then to clarify it more, then he notes that humans without scruples, without any worries about, you know, something like eating meat sacrificed to idol is the note in the scripture, but it can apply to other areas, should always give in to those who have a concern about it. So don't eat the meat sacrificed to idols in front of someone who thinks that is a problem. Finally, we see in the 17th letter, which will be the last letter that I'll be dealing with, that gluttony is mentioned. But now, if you recall, this is a unique way of considering gluttony. It is gluttony of delicacy versus your traditional eating too much. So here we find that the patient's mother, she's a slave but doesn't know it, to what Screwtape calls the gluttony of delicacy versus our traditional excess. Quoting again, she would be astonished to learn that her whole life is enslaved to this kind of sensuality, which is quite concealed from her. A few sentences later, Wormwood is reminded how important this is, quote, because what she wants is smaller and less costly than what has been set before her, she never recognizes as gluttony her determination to get what she wants, the never recognizing, keeping it out of her mind. And finally, in the next paragraph, Screwtape informs Glubos, the demon in charge of the patient's mother, has been putting in weapon to achieve what amounts to keeping her unaware of what she's been enslaved by. He's told that God, the enemy again, might try to make her aware of her obsession with food. And so this is what Screwtape now finally says. Glubos counters it by suggesting to her she doesn't mind what she eats herself, but, quote, does like to have things nice for her boy. And so this would actually be, I guess, the opposite here. But anyway, then when Screwtape turns now to Wormwood and his patient, because he's you know, talking about the patient's mother because they're interacting, we find that instead of food, it can be used secondarily as a means for attacks on chastity. And then Wormwood is told to never let him notice the medical benefits of it. So that's the keeping out. Never let him notice. So in my whirlwind tour of just 13 through 17, we've examined then examples of how Screwtape is suggesting, and for the most case, keeping out, sometimes putting in. But 24 of the 31 letters, in addition to the essay, which is called Screwtape Proposes a Toast, does have this theme running through. It's not a main part of the book, but it's one of those things that if maybe you think, oh, I know Screwtape well enough. This, I've had many people, you know, say that this is very interesting, a kind of an angle that they hadn't thought. If you're wanting to hear more elaboration, especially that practical application, letters 1 through 12, again, you can go to essentialcslewis.com. In the podcast feed that you can get to through there, I do reshare each day besides having a feature podcast the first of the week.
That's wonderful.
I hope you enjoyed listening to my talk entitled Battlefield of the Mind, Examining Screwtape's Preferred Method, that I gave as one of many papers presented at the 2016 Taylor University Colloquium. I'm William O'Flaherty, and as noted in just what I shared, this material is adapted from and is an expansion of content found in my book, C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. The book itself focuses on helping an individual or group dig out for themselves the many fine points Lewis weaves into his masterful work. Before I close, I'll tell about a link where you can get a free sample to it, so be sure to listen carefully for that. If you are part of a group that meets regularly or occasionally to discuss Lewis, feel free to contact me about partially giving a talk like this or to go into all the places in the letters this topic is revealed as part of a 3 or 4 part discussion. Contact me at info@essentialcslewis.com. Again, that's info@essentialcslewis.com for details on how to make those arrangements. I hope you liked today's show enough to want to share it with others. Also, be aware that I spoke about 2 months ago on this topic and covered letters 1 through 12. There is a direct link in the show notes to be able to hear it. You can find those show notes either at essentialcslewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast is most easily found. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. The other location, essentialcslewis.com, provides a link back to where the audio files are located, among other content. When you visit, please consider listening to other shows. At the time this podcast is posted, my most recent new shows have been an interview with Dr. Michael Ward about the book C.S. Lewis at Poet's Corner, and I also did a show spotlighting Lewis's greatest sermon on the 75th anniversary this year. It is For the Weight of Glory, and I had a variety of guests for that program. You can also check out allaboutjack.podbean.com or my iTunes feed to learn about other older podcasts that I post each day between my weekly featured release. Finally, as already noted, my book C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters is available online at Amazon in paperback or on the Kindle. You can learn more about it by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.